Welcome to the Wednesday, February 1st, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Monterey, California. Let's start today's podcast with a couple of security patches. Firefox is now up to version 10. The new version does include some security fixes, so definitely you do want to apply it quickly. Thunderbird also got upgraded to version 10, and if you're using Thunderbird as a mail client, again, security fixes are included, so you probably want to upgrade. And VMware released the first security bulletin for 2012. With it, it fixes the kernel delivered with VMware ESX. Now, VMware ESX, of course, is built on Linux, and this new version of the Linux kernel will patch a number of security issues that have since been discovered in Linux. In addition to the kernel, there are also a couple of libraries that are being updated. For example, some of the SSL code, which also removes some revoked certificate authorities. Browsing through the advisor, I didn't really see anything super critical must patch now in VMware's advisory, so you probably want to take the necessary care to test and validate these patches before just rolling them out quickly. And finally, Apache released a new version for its HTTP server. It brings the HTTP server up to 2.2.22. Probably the most security relevant part of this particular release fixes a number of issues with Apache in reverse proxy configurations. This has been kind of an ongoing issue where Apache's proxy match redirect directive wasn't processed as expected and could have been used to reach internal servers. And last year we saw a number of botnets being shut down and sinkholed in part through court action and then replacing the botnet controller with sinkholes. One of these botnets was the Kilius botnet, which was shut down in September in an effort led by Kaspersky and Microsoft. Well, Kilius is back. The malware has been spotted again with some minor modifications. Now, of course, using a different control server. In part, of course, this shows how hard it is to actually get rid of a botnet, in particular if the attacker still has access to some of the machines in this botnet. Kilius wasn't so far also special that it used a peer-to-peer architecture. So what Microsoft and Kaspersky actually did is that they injected commands into the botnet, replacing its controller with the machines by Microsoft and Kaspersky. However, Microsoft and Kaspersky didn't go as far as to actually remove the bot from the system. That's a highly controversial step because it may lead to some unintended consequences. So in the end, Kilius is still alive. Microsoft's legal strategy has shifted a little bit from going after the botnet to going after the people behind it. Microsoft filed some criminal complaints and we'll see if they will have some success with this approach. Well, while we're talking about malware, we have talked quite a bit about the Black Hole exploit kit. Another exploit kit that appears to become more and more popular is the Phoenix exploit kit. It has been cited in recent WordPress exploits. WordPress 3.2.1 is particularly popular, and a few hundred websites based on this particular WordPress version have been compromised and are now serving up the Phoenix exploit kit. Well, and this is it for today, so thanks again for listening. Just a reminder, second week in March, I'll be in Stuttgart, Germany, teaching about web application security. If anybody's interested, just check out the sans.org website. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.